Mariette Ostos is a tax advisor who came from Venezuela 14 years ago. Her office is getting a steady stream of people coming in to file their taxes. But this week, she's also spearheading a donation drive to send supplies back to Venezuela, where she says food sources are declining.
Even if they have the money, they cannot get it because there is nothing. There is no paper, toilet paper even. There is nothing.
The resulting violence from the widespread protests, she and other activists say, is brutal.
I've been shocked. Over and over again. I mean, I really have no expectations to what's going to come.
That's Ricardo Spear. Just last month, his sister, a UCF graduate and former Miss Venezuela, was murdered while on vacation.
When I went over to the funeral, I kept telling people, I feel like this needed to happen. I feel that something will result of this.
Back at Mariette Ostos' office, she's waiting for donations of food, medicine, and even walkie-talkies. When asked how she feels watching the unrest from afar, Ostos immediately tears up.
I pray so much for my family, for my friends, for my country, because it hurts.
Ostos says that she and other activists will keep working from afar as long as it takes to support the opposition back home. I'm Carmel Dalshad, 90.7 News.